I'm Aaron Schachter, and this is The World. Imagine what it would be like if you knew nothing at all about your biological family, not even the most basic information. That's true of a lot of people who were adopted, especially those adopted from Korea. Many Korean adoptees can't even find out where they were born, let alone the names of their birth parents. But now some Korean adoptees are turning to DNA tests to try to get a glimpse at their ancestry, and that includes reporter Kaomi Goetz. Here's her story.
I'm a Korean-American adoptee. All my life, I've known very little about my origins. Even my actual birth date is a mystery. So when I heard about a way to do a DNA test on my ancestry, I jumped at it. It's loading results. Oh, it looks like I have a second or third cousin. Wow, that's pretty close. It's the first time I've learned the name of a biological relative. The results are from a genetic testing company called 23andMe. From just a saliva sample, I was matched with about 200 genetic relatives in 23andMe's database. I'll admit it, even a third cousin was exciting.
Everybody on the planet has a right to know who their relatives are.
That's Thomas Park Clement, an Indiana scientist and inventor. He was part of the first wave of Korean adoptees to come to the U.S. in the 50s. And recently, he set aside $1 million of his own money to give away these $99 DNA kits to adoptees like me. About 500 of us have signed up via a Facebook group called Korean American Adoptees. For us, any information about our backgrounds is a novelty. Korean adoptions have historically been closed affairs, and Korean privacy laws can serve as barriers to adoptees who do search for birth parents.
We're cut out of the filial piety. We are in a suspended zone.
Clement says science can give back some power to adoptees, but it's not clear that these tests can actually provide what they're looking for. Robert Klitzman is director of the Masters of Bioethics program at Columbia University. He points out that your DNA contains about 3 billion letters. And right now, consumer genetic companies like 23andMe can only give you a partial look.
If I were to pull a book off a shelf and I were to read the first letter on every three pages, so the first page, a letter is an A, three pages later, the first letter is an E. Three pages later, the first letter is a G. I wouldn't know if I'm reading the phone book or Tolstoy.
Instead, he says the companies are only able to make predictions. In addition, their databases rely on genetic matches. And since 23andMe doesn't currently ship its kits to Korea, there are fewer Koreans in the mix. That's one of the reasons the matches Korean-American adoptees see are so distant.
Consumers may not understand these details. They may think that they're getting much more valid, reliable information than they are. And also they may have unrealistic expectations. They may think, oh, they're going to fork over their money because they're going to find their long-lost relatives. And that may not be the case.
23andMe admits that pinpointing someone's exact relationship is harder with distant matches. But it says customers do see a value. And with more people in the system, the accuracy will improve. As of last month, 23andMe surpassed 1 million users. But even if it's a long shot to connect to Korean relatives, the test has still been life-changing for 50-year-old Korean adoptee Cynthia Gordon Burns. She's biracial, and though she's always known she was half Korean, the other half was a mystery. Through the DNA test, she discovered the ethnicity of her unknown American serviceman father.
When I found second cousins and third cousins on my Puerto Rican side, I realized that, wow, I mean, this is close family. This is, you know, family where you can connect the dots and figure out how you're related.
Gordon Burns matched with a second cousin in California. With his help, she's now testing relatives in Puerto Rico to find out who her father is. She thinks she'll know very soon. As for me, my search results haven't been as satisfying. My second to third cousin hasn't responded to several messages I sent her. It's pretty disappointing after the excitement of finding her. I guess that's something that science and technology still can't deliver. For The World, I'm Kaomi Goetz.